NASCAR CEO Brian France says the overhaul comes down to this.
Everything is focused around winning, and that's exactly what our fans want.
Now, the only way to guarantee you make the playoffs in NASCAR is to win a regular season race. If you win, you're in. France says that's way simpler than the old points system, and it should be. NASCAR casually calls its playoffs the Chase, and you used to get in by racing consistently. It didn't matter if you won, as long as you were top 10 pretty often.
The casual fans don't understand points racing. You've got to have a computer next to you to figure out who's in and who's out at a given moment.
Now the playoffs will be simpler, too. There will be four rounds, and drivers will be eliminated each round. The four left at the end will compete in a sort of Super Bowl that's the last race of the season. The first one to cross the finish line wins. And to be clear, all of these races will still include the regular number of drivers. It'll make NASCAR's chase more similar to playoffs in other sports. Driver Kurt Busch isn't sure if that's a good thing.
I mean, in 2004, the chase was implemented and with the thought of trying to create a playoff format or an atmosphere that is similar to other types of sports that are mainstream, and NASCAR's mainstream.
So Busch asked, do we need to be so influenced by the media, fans, and other sports? Fellow driver Danica Patrick says, we do.
At the end of the day, it's all about our fans, and it's getting people to watch so that our sponsors are happy, that people are watching on TV, millions and millions of people. That's what drives the sport.
TV ratings and attendance at many of the premier tracks have been down substantially since NASCAR peaked in popularity in 2005. Brad Keselowski, who won the chase 2 years ago, says NASCAR is acknowledging it has to adapt.
And if we stay stagnant as a sport, none of us are going to have any jobs. And we can, I think, always argue about what's the proper way to grow. But as long as we can acknowledge that the sport has to change, I think we can find common ground that way.
This particular change is NASCAR's biggest move since 1979, when it signed a contract for its first live broadcast of the Daytona 500, says one of the guys who signed that contract, former CBS Sports president Neil Pilsen.
I mean, it is of that stature. I think NASCAR is taking a huge step forward here. I think it will draw an increased audience, and I think it will draw new people.
Pilsen says it'll be easier to attract casual fans because the format will be easier to understand. One driver you'd think might not be a fan of the changes is the guy who's mastered the old system, six-time champion Jimmy Johnson. A reporter asked him if it feels like the changes are an attempt to stop him from winning.
It's crossed my mind, I'm not going to lie.
But Johnson says the changes should still result in one of the top drivers taking the title. Not necessarily the most consistent one, but certainly one of the best. Dale Earnhardt Jr. echoed that message.
I wasn't really excited about change that much up until a lot of change started happening. You kind of had to get used to it. But now let's change it all. So I'm all for it.
He says it should be fun for the fans and drivers. If so, that'll make the racetrack executives happy too. At an event uptown this week, Jerry Caldwell of Bristol Motor Speedway said the new system will make each of their races a bigger deal.
If you buy tickets to watch races, we need these guys focused on that race and needing to win that race to get into the chase.
The head of the Charlotte Motor Speedway, Marcus Smith, agrees.
You know, really hard-nosed racing, guys are going for the trophy. There's going to be one winner and 42 losers, and I think that's what NASCAR is really accentuating come this season.
In fact, NASCAR CEO Brian France says he wants this to lead to more aggressive racing.
We expect some contact. Obviously, there are limits, but that's always part of NASCAR, to have some version of contact late in the race. Will this bring more of that? I'm sure it will to some level, but that's NASCAR.
Which means NASCAR officials may have to work harder to make sure no one crosses that line. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.